Canada's anti-Semitism envoy said Saturday's annual day to mark the atrocities committed against Jewish people during the Second World War is more important and more poignant this year amid what she described as a rampant surge in anti-Jewish sentiment sparked by the latest war in the Middle East. This year's commemoration has a particularly somber tone, almost a foreboding, due to the alarming rise in anti-Semitism around the world and even more sadly, here, in our own precious Canada, Deborah Lyons said at a ceremony at the National Holocaust Monument on Friday. She attributed the mood to a rise in anti-Semitism that has come as the Israel-Hamas war nears its fourth month, leaving Jews in an extended state of mourning, and facing grief and fear. They have had to see people deny, justify and even celebrate hostage takings and an October massacre in Israel. Lyon said in reference to the October 7 attack that killed at least 1,200 people and launched the latest war. We as Canadians cannot, and we will not, let the truth of the Holocaust be distorted nor be denied, she said. It is our individual and collective responsibility to do so. More than 6 million Jews were systematically killed by Nazis and their allies between 1933 and 1945. In more recent months, police and members of the Jewish community have been sounding alarms about a rise in anti-Semitism since the October 7 attacks by Hamas militants. During the attacks, more than 1,200 people in Israel, including hundreds of civilians, were killed and about 240 people were taken hostage. Health authorities in the Hamas-controlled Gaza Strip say more than 25,000 Palestinians have been killed throughout the war, and many others have lived through regular bombardment by Israeli airstrikes and had access to water, electricity and other supplies cut off. As Lyon spoke, dignitaries and members of national Jewish associations filled the audience, soaked by freezing rain during the one-hour outdoor ceremony. Most carried black umbrellas. We're not going to let a few raindrops bother us on this solemn day, said Lyons, a former ambassador to Israel who was named special envoy on preserving Holocaust remembrance and combating anti-Semitism in October. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre attended but didn't make speeches, each reciting a prayer instead. Both issued statements on Saturday acknowledging the spike in anti-Semitic violence in Canada. Government General Mary Simon echoed some of Lyon's sentiments on Saturday, the anniversary of the liberation of the Auschwitz-Birkenau concentration camp that's come to be recognized as International Holocaust Remembrance Day. Simon said the recent and rapid rise of anti-Semitism in communities across Canada and around the world is concerning. No one should be targeted, harassed or abused because of who they are or what they believe, she said in a statement. When we see hate rising in Canada, in all its forms and iterations, we cannot be silent. This report by the Canadian Press was first published January 27, 2024. With files from Laura Osman in Ottawa Terre Deschamps, the Canadian Press. JPG, caption, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau stands with Canada's special envoy on preserving Holocaust remembrance and combating anti-Semitism Deborah Lyons, Ontario Minister of Education Stephen Lecce, Conservative MP for Leeds Grenville Thousand Islands and Rideau Lakes Michael Barrett and Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre stand during a service marking the 79th anniversary of the liberation of the Auschwitz-Birkenau concentration camp at the National Holocaust Memorial, in Ottawa, Friday, January 26, 2024. The Canadian Press, Adrian Wilde, greater than.